From the WUFT Newsroom, good evening. I'm Stryker Anderson. The largest public sector labor union in Florida is fighting for its life after landing in the crosshairs of a new law. WLRN's Danny Rivero has more.
At a bill signing last month, Governor Ron DeSantis said the new law will end teachers' unions, quote, once and for all in the state of Florida. The law requires at least 50% of union members to vote to be represented by a labor union in order for a union election to be valid. Antonio White is the president of United Teachers of Dade, the teachers' union for Miami-Dade County.
There's not an election that I know of in this country where 50% of all eligible voters have to participate in order for that election to be valid. Normally in this country, those who vote determine the outcome.
In fact, governor races in 1998, 2006, and 2010 failed to reach the 50% turnout. United Teachers of Dade represents more than 23,000 teachers, and White says the group is pushing to surpass that 50% turnout threshold in the all-by-mail election. The right to be in a labor union is enshrined in the Florida Constitution. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And in Palatka next weekend, they're hosting a night market along the river. The free event at the Boathouse Riverfront Park includes food and live entertainment. This is WUFT.